Stone premonitions. Positive vibrations in the form of music. Terry B. Body full of stars. Mr. Quimby's beard. The rabbit's hat. Space hopper. Stone premonitions are a truly independent underground record label. Support the International Underground Music Network. Stone premonitions. Positive vibrations.
Outsiders, they're a decent sort. Outsiders. How did you get involved with Tim Jones?
I was working behind a bar in a pub where Tim's band was playing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a band at the time singing lead rock vocals. And he fancied me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Silly boy.
He had a crush. Yeah.
He didn't know what he was getting his eye into.
No, especially when I found out that your name was Bottom Thunder. Yeah.
Shut up. And it just it came along from there, yeah.
Oh, definitely. And when how did you come about singing with him?
Well,
I'd seen Terry's band. Go on, carry on.
Yeah.
And they were really good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She was a great singer.
Thank you. Thank you.
it is evident throughout Cromlech's music so far that there is a high standard of musicianship and a good understanding between individual members of the band. It sounds as if you also had a lot of fun making these recordings.
Oh, I
definitely.
And we're all just part of like a family. You know your family, you know what they're going to do. You know what I mean? So I know it. You don't sort of think about it beforehand. You don't need to. You just do something and everyone reacts on it. Because we all know each other that well. Yeah. We all know it's another language. We're going to speak to each other, don't you?
Communication. You know each other, it's like a conversation, isn't it? Intimately. But
he says that and I say this.
It's like a, that's what a good band is, you know, like you've got that click. Well, you've been together so long where you know you can, you've got that insight where you can see just a bit ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And it's good if you enjoy it.
I tell you, all
you just enjoy it. Sort of
every time we get together, it's just like a party.
place, it's where I'll be. See your space, your future's free.
Do you make your living as a musician, or do you do a lot of, is it easy?
Off and on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're fortunate in that we keep managing to find people who will put money into what we do.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we're very lucky in that aspect. We have our own small label, which is called Stone Premonitions.
Yeah.
And that's like everybody pools their equipment. All the people that are involved, and so we've built our own studio, so we can produce. We don't have to pay for studio time.
That's great. Yeah, I've heard of. Is it your goal to like have a hit, or does that matter too much to you?
Basically, I mean, at my age, no, it's like being 24 and getting on a bit, and that's it. It's just about doing the music. You know, but it would be nice to earn a living.
Yeah, because from your three CDs, I've heard a couple of songs that could really be hits if they got the airplay. Definitely.
It's getting them through to the people who could make that, you know.
Yeah.
But it would be... Oh, I'll say goodbye now.
Goodbye, Michelle Copps.
Thank you.
Socialite friends, and she tried to cultivate their attitude of dismissive contempt, but she found that impossible. She couldn't even pretend to such arrogance.
Right, well, actually Stone Premonitions started because Terry was putting a thermometer on the kitchen wall, and when she banged the nail in, it went straight through the hot water pipe, and she banged the nail in with a stone, which so that's where the stone comes from, and I had a premonition that this was going to happen. So
Terry, this sounds like a bit of a made-up story.
No, it's true. It's completely true. We didn't have a hammer, so we had to use a stone to put this nail in.
But the drummer at the time had this great idea of getting a rivet gun and putting a rivet through the pipe and stopping the foot. So that's a good tip for anybody that actually puts a nail through any hot water pipes, just get a rivet gun and just put it.
And
put
we
a
thought
rivet.
You were just musicians. You come up with all this. You're not listening to the DIY phone in on Radio Newcastle.
Oh, how I miss you and hope that you still smile. The time passes quickly and I'll see you in a while. You love me so deeply and I always knew. Forget what I meant to you. I have so much to do before we meet again. Many days of rain, many days of sunshine. Smiling, your beautiful smile, for we'll be together again in a while. The good times we had never leave my memory, and no one will ever steal them from me. I have so much to do before we meet again. Many days of rain, many days of sunshine. How I love you, my dear. Oh, won't you wait for me wherever you are? For until we meet again, I will ever bear a scar. I have so much to do before we meet again. Many days of rain. So much to do before we meet again. Many days of rain, many days of
so, and through that kind of way of playing, the jams and stuff develop into songs, presumably, and then
it's all reform, really.
You like it that much, that part of the jam, you do it again, you put it into form, and everyone remembers it the next time, and then it just turns into one.
The good stuff stays, and the bad stuff seems to get washed out.
It's just a bad thought or something.
It's all just freeform, like when we rehearsed it.
There's never a structured idea, there's no rigid structure, there's no key notes or root notes, should there be a chorus, you join in, there's no lead guitarist, it's just the band, but what I'm saying as far as talking about guitarists, you have to talk about style, which Dave is
fluid.
Totally different.
Freeform is, I'd say Dave was more fluid and jazzy
style.
Whereas I'm like totally different. It's mine's a bit more of rock style.
I don't know what I am.
And Baz is,
I don't know what I'm going to do the next 5 seconds when I'm on this song. I might come in on the in off and just,
I can never do
hit a note and I start. I've never thought
of a song the same.
I just start talking.
We'll play by ear, really.
Whatever the mood is, you know, sometimes the songs are...
Every time I play a song, I play try to play, not try to play this, but I'm always searching for something else.
Yeah.
And I think everybody is, we're all trying to better ourselves all the time.
It's like your third ear, here's this, and you're trying to play it, don't you? And when you get to be able to use your third ear with your hands, and everyone knows sort of a feel, you just want to join in on the feel, don't you?
Yeah.
You just do your bit on the feel.
To create something.
And it works. If it works, everyone just does a bit, and then you get...
It's shit in your scrap.
And it's a feeling. You just, all the little feels form a feeling.
Yeah. And you've got to keep the tape recorders running.
Welcome, Terry, and welcome, Tim.
Hello.
So the first question I have to ask you, I suppose, is about this rabbit and the hat, and where does this name come from, Tim?
Well, with music, I suppose, in order to be successful, you have to keep pulling rabbits out of hats, you know, and ideas, coming up with new ideas all the time. So we just thought, right, well, let's call it the rabbits.
But was it one of those things where you had like a big brainstorming session and it took ages?
Well, you know, you get sort of lots of bits of paper and write down loads of names and you think, oh, isn't that good? And then sort of 5 minutes later you think, oh, God, that's terrible, you know. And then this one kind of stuck, you know. I don't think it's because any of us particularly look like a rabbit.
We've got lots of hats,
I mean,
though.
But we have got a lot of hats.
I can vouch, yeah. You don't look at all like rabbits at all. And how long have you actually been together as a band then?
The whole idea has been going for, well, altogether now for about 3 or 4 years, really.
And I mean, with changes in the lineup or pretty much consistent?
Pretty consistent, really. People have sort of come in to help out. There's a lot of players that come in and they're maybe there for one LP or one tape or whatever, and then they go and do something else. I mean, basically, there's sort of a core of 3 or 4 of us, you know.
Thank you.
for Judgment Day. Nothing to say. I don't know what he said, but the world's much easier this way. Who cares what he said when the world is much easier this way?
from their album, The Ship of Grandad's Day. That is Somebody Famous, local band Somebody Famous, and a song called Jimmy. And as I mentioned, Somebody Famous have something to do with, or various members of Somebody Famous have something to do with Stone Premonitions, which is a brand new record label. And this is in the very personage of Mr. Tim Jones. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Now then, Tim, I mean, we've known each other for about 15 years, haven't
that's
we?
That's right.
That's
yeah,
right,
yeah.
That's right. Yes, you were a punk
I'm
and I wasn't.
I'm 16 now.
You're 16, yes.
I was one. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Now, you were, I suppose, the main person of Somebody Famous.
Well, it started off as a solo thing. That was it. And so that was me. And then it turned into a band sort of later on, yeah.
Okay, because I suppose, what, like a Billy Bragg scenario in a way, just you and a guitar?
Well, originally, yeah. And then it was just because it started off as a kind of studio idea, and then sort of we wanted to do gigs, so I had to get a band together, and people rang up, and I asked them if they could play the drums or bass, and they said yes, so they joined.
Because Somebody Famous put a couple of records out,
that's
I seem
right,
to remember.
Yeah.
Which leads me on fairly nicely to Stone Premonitions.
Right.
Which is, as I've said, a new age record label. I mean, explain what that actually is and
how it started. To call it a new age record label, I mean, it's difficult to find a name. I mean, calling it new age is maybe for want of a better word. I mean, basically, it's music in a modern setting, maybe slightly sort of off the wall, you know, rather than straight mainstream. It's still very much based in songs, in good songs.
Well, Jimmy got caught out and caught out in the rain. His clothes are all wet and his heart's in pain. His woman, she left him, now he don't feel too safe. He's just a forgotten phantom left out in the rain. Jimmy don't live here no more. Jimmy don't live here no more. Jimmy don't live here no more. Jimmy don't live here. Well, Jimmy gets hassled and kicked in the street. The people who hurt him, well, they're not too discreet. By spitting on a ghost of a former man, the light of the party always ordered a tan. Jimmy don't live here no more. Thank you.
Mr. Rabbit?
It's Reverend, actually. Why?
Can I have a few words, please?
Sure. What's it about?
It's about your involvement with music.
Oh, really? That's interesting. How did you find out about us?
Well, we've been monitoring your activities for some time now.
Sorry, monitoring? Just who are you, anyway?
Let's just say that I'm from the government.
You're joking.
Oh, yes. We enjoy a good laugh.
Do all of you dress completely in black and have funny eyes?
Look, I'm not here to take any shit from you, Mr. Rabbit.
It's Reverend, actually.
Let's get to the point.
Hey, man, you look like you could do with a good meal. You look like you're wasting away. You're almost transparent.
Like I said, let's get to the point. You're in receipt of messages, right?
Hey, man, you really don't look well, you know. Are you sure you're all right? You want a nice cup of tea?
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Rabbit.
It's Reverend, actually. Eee, what a ridiculous thing to say. What gives you that idea?
You are in communication with extraterrestrials, aren't you, Mr. Rabbit?
It's Reverend, actually. Are you on any medication? Are you getting enough sleep?
I'm not here to talk about me. This is just a warning I've been instructed to relay to you personally, Mr. Rabbit.
It's Reverend, actually. You could have just rung instead of coming out on a freezing cold night like this. I hope they pay you well. You're fading away, man. Surely you could get a better job, you know. Money's not everything.
We don't want you transmitting any more information from aliens, okay?
Look, I don't want to be rude or anything, but this sounds like a lot of nonsense to me.
No more communications, you understand, or it could get very, very nasty for you, Mr. Rabbit.
It's Reverend, actually. That's not a very nice thing to say.
No more communications. I'll be on my way now. Have a nice day, Mr. Rabbit.
It's Reverend, actually. Are you sure you won't have a nice cup of tea?
The Rabbit's Hat, una formazione davvero molto particolare che mischia sicuramente la migliore tradizione progressive con il tentativo di così portare avanti un certo tipo di suono, di amalgamarlo con delle sonorità anche acustiche a volte. A dire la verità, un disco un po' interlocutorio per quel che mi riguarda. Cercheremo di far sapere alla formazione il nostro pensiero, almeno per quel che riguarda la redazione di Get Ready. La casa discografica comunque è la Stone Premonitions, una casa discografica inglese che non ha solo questo gruppo sotto contratto, ma ne ha diversi altri. Noi cercheremo magari di fare un sunto più generale su questa etichetta quando avremo magari più materiale in mano. Per il momento comunque ci rimangono questa formazione davvero particolare, che ha voluto dare in mano ad un poeta la composizione dei testi di tutte le canzoni incluse in questo disco che si chiama Outsiders, e noi iniziamo l'ascolto con credo uno dei brani che a me ha convinto di più fin dal primo ascolto. Sul resto magari ne parleremo già a partire dalla prossima settimana, facendo magari un commento un pochino più approfondito. Comunque, come dicevo, loro si chiamano The Rabbit's Hat, il disco in questione si chiama Outsiders, il brano invece per questa sera porta il titolo di Ménage à Trois.